Saga of the Change is an actual play podcast using the World of Darkness system about survival in a magical, post-apocalyptic world, and therefore may contain language and material not suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
I can Jesse probably do it.
Less than enthusiastic.
I've had a little more sleep than everyone else.
How long is it gonna be? Not to be that guy, but how long until dinner? In that case, I guess we have that long.
Couple hours. Still some work to be done.
You know, at this point, I want to go talk to him because it sounds like he's somebody like me, and I really want the first person like himself he talks to not have a fucking clue what's going on either, for comedic effect, so I'm in.
Naomi puts her head in her hands.
That's the only thing is going to be like, kind of just like pinch the bridge of her nose, like, God damn it. Yeah, this tracks.
Jesse's going to shrug and go, at least it's not me this time.
Don't normally, I'm the one that's about shit.
A novel feeling, huh?
Yeah.
If it's not one, it's the other of you two. It always is.
And Jesse puts out for a fist bump and then remembers that he's not going to return it. And then
Ace goes for the fist bump.
Whoa, she gets so excited. She like hops and she goes, that's my HP.
Okay. Depending on how long that conversation takes as well.
2 seconds.
I am a vet if you would like a bit of a look at the cattle you have. If we're going to be trading with you, trying to keep as many healthy as we can, feels like a good idea.
Well, we have...
And a little barter towards the future.
You're welcome to do so. We do have veterinarians of our own, and,
Really?
Well, to
and
be frank,
kind of lights up a little bit.
To be frank, ma'am, we have several thousand head of beef. That is quite a big job for an evening.
Your vets have magic?
If they do, they haven't told me about it.
I'm not saying I can get through all of them, but...
You probably could.
I probably could. But... Like I said... A little help towards that, or... Even just getting to work with a few people of my own profession, it sometimes is nice.
By all means.
All right, let's go talk to this curious man first, I guess.
Yeah, so the road you came in on. Division Street. Keep following that south. Take a right at the railroad. You're looking for a Beto's Auto Repair. That's where you'll find our guy.
All right.
All right. So, without further ado, guys do in fact make your way south.
Please let his name be Victor.
Nah, dude, his name's Beto. What the fuck?
I hope you understood that reference.
I did.
To be fair, I thought you said Geppetto, and I was like, are we about to find Pinocchio?
That would also be fucking amazing, and I'm okay with that too.
You walk up to a pretty basic-looking auto repair shop. It looks slightly less sketchy than most of the places that Chase would have frequented back in the day.
but only slightly. Probably more of a legitimate auto repair shop instead of a chop shop.
You like worked at a legitimate one before all this happened for like a year.
This one probably even has like the proper paperwork and everything.
I'm reasonably confident Tex did too. He never bothered to check.
But as you walk up, you see kind of a short, squat-looking little man in the parking lot in front of a very large, very odd-looking device. Yeah, Loki? And on a little bit of closer inspection, you realize... that it is like the front half of a steam locomotive. It's like the engine part. He's got it on a pair of like sliders. Like he improvised sliding this bitch over here somehow, probably hooked a team of horses to it and dragged the fucking thing. And yeah, he's basically dressed in your, what you would expect kind of coveralls from a, auto repair guy, and he is shoveling coal into this fucking thing, and it, like, at first glance seems to be kind of running, but not. You can see the release valve putting out some steam. It's definitely burning, but nothing on the engine is turning. And he stops, takes a step back, looks at it kind of cockamamie, like, huh? And then at that point, sees you guys walking up. Howdy!
That thing gonna work?
Don't think so. Nothing else has. I don't know why. Doesn't make any fucking sense. It should. Spent the last 3 damn days taking it apart and putting it back together. Does it look like it's working? I don't think so.
It looks like it's working about as much as anything else.
See, here's... He kind of reaches out in a... Come here kind of way. Here's what I don't get. And he starts pointing at gauges. That one is temperature. Everything's good. That one is pressure. You see how fucking flat that bitch is? None pressure. Zero.
Yeah, man. Water doesn't expand when it's hot anymore.
So aliens. I'm thinking.
Probably mages.
Oh. Through those guys. Bossman told me about you.
Yep, we're those guys.
Can I see a magic trick?
Sure.
Come on, you can't just
looks
say
it. Olympia just looks at Chase. She knows exactly who's going to fulfill that request.
You can't just be like, ooh, we got magic, and not like, show the man some magic. Come on.
I was going to have Jesse belch fire.
Do you have a preference?
Yeah, hang on. Chase is going to draw his sword, turn it around handle first, and offer it to the dude.
Oh, no.
Ninja sword. Okay. He grabs the sword.
And Chase, through a combination of spirit and matter... prime if necessary, and 2 successes, is going to say, skedaddle skedoodle, your dick is now a noodle. And the sword is going to go limp.
He's gonna kind of wobble it in the air like a pool noodle.
He's very droopy. Probably still sharp. Don't fuck around with that too much, but
what the fuck?
Do you believe or do you need more?
Out of character, I'm sure the spirit and that sword really appreciates that.
Oh, he's real salty.
The best part is Chase is... Well, Chase should have an idea.
Having a bad time.
That's rough, buddy.
Naomi is wincing.
He turns the sword around and offers it back.
And with a flick of his wrist, kind of like snapping the sword like a whip, releases the spell, and it is straight again.
That something is.
Wild.
But that, you know, that's like just, I guess, parlor tricks, mostly. Hang on. Yeah. And, gonna do another bit of magic that's like actually magic and possibly not just prestidigitation. Going to be four successes worth of forces two for a light and sound based illusion of a like full sized train engine about 30 feet overhead going by at like 10% volume.
What the fuck?
Is that like, you know, more obviously actual magic or should I fly?
Well,
I can look at your past.
I mean,
that's weird.
Maybe don't.
I'm more the grow things type.
Okay. One, you got me. That looked like, that sounded like the real thing, yeah. Magic, like actually it.
Yeah, except we're not deaf.
But bro, you can't just tell a motherfucker you can fly and then not show a motherfucker you can fly. Come on. Anyway, by the way, I'm Beto. I haven't met any of you people yet, but hi. Nice to meet you.
What up?
You a technocrat? Hello. Or just like...
The fuck?
Okay, never mind.
Bro, I fix cars.
He's mundane. That's what they're called, right?
Yes, that's what they're called.
Hell yeah.
What'd you
He's
call
mundane. Me? Fucking normal. Non-magical. Enjoy it.
Not likely to have any angels or extra-dimensional beings in part of your parentage. None of that.
For what it's worth, Jesse, people don't generally enjoy being called mundane.
It kind of also means boring, but like...
Yeah.
I know. I went to school. I have a degree.
I'm probably pretty boring. I don't know.
Yeah, see?
He's trying to build a steam engine in the apocalypse. That's, like, not boring.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Tinker. All right, I tinker. You know, like, people told me engines didn't work. I figured, you know, like, I got to figure out why, right? You know, maybe I could fix something. No, I've spent the last, like, 4 months trying to figure something out. Nothing.
Yeah.
He reaches into the waistband of his pants and pulls out a Glock and just points it up in the air. Nothing.
Wildly, you still have that though.
Sometimes you gotta make a point, bro. Nothing. Anyway, tucks it back in his pants. Fucking weird, right? So you're saying it's magic. Like real, like Harry Potter magic.
Jesse's gonna smirk when he says Harry Potter.
Like, again, would it help if we made something grow? Or do you
seem
unsure right now?
You've convinced me. I'm just, can I do that shit?
Probably not.
Shit.
You don't wanna.
All right.
Like trust a real me, elitist selection system, honestly.
Well, not even just that, but the second that you start doing shit like this, your life is going to go fucking crazy. Don't even try.
Yeah, Jesse, trust that's me. Not everyone's life.
It's our entire group. It's every mage I've ever met. And I met quite a few at this point.
So there's a whole bunch of yous running around?
Just like a handful. To be honest, I don't actually know. I'm on a level with you, Bidoof. I don't remember any of the last, like, 8 months.
He's really?
How drunk is he?
Oh my god, as much as he'd like to be. So bad.
No, see, what I've pieced together is that I've probably been up for about 48 hours, and then there was, like, a big magic fight, and I got a little bonked on the head with some magic, and I don't remember shit.
Also that.
I mean, if you need help staying up, I'm pretty sure I've still got, like, a couple of Adderall left. You know, sometimes you just gotta spend, like, all night.
No, you shut up. Don't you start.
None of that.
Wow, everybody is wildly opposed to me doing Adderall right now, and that makes me want to do it a lot more.
God damn it, Chase, no.
How about actual sleep? Please. Doesn't that sound nice?
Is that on the fucking table?
Eventually.
I'm not sleeping until I've had dinner, so you guys do you, but
I'll tell you what. You guys were cool. Showed me your weird magic tricks, you know. You want to see something cool? Because I'm trying to do something cool. Not this thing. He, like, the side of the engine. This thing's a piece of shit. I'm going to, like, take it back apart again. Eventually. A lot of work.
Is it car related?
It sure is, dude. Well, kind of.
I'm gathering that rules don't matter anymore, and delirious enough not to be worried about what kind of impression I'm making on people right now. I'm very self-aware, for your reference. I used to, like, steal cars for a living, so, like, I'm all in on some car stuff. What you got, man?
Cool. Come over here. And he kind of walks towards the actual car shop itself. And, you know, pulls up the sliding door with the chain. And inside is a doohickey. A contraption, even. Give me... I don't know. Chase have any dots in... Does anybody in the party have any dots in technology or engineering?
I have jack of all trades. Do you also have jack of all trades?
I have the more expensive changeling version that gives me one dot.
Whoa, fancy schmancy.
Do you want to... You remember way back when we were talking about this character and how you were like, he'd probably have 5 dots in drive, but I'm not going to make you put those points into it because it's never going to come up?
Right.
Because now I'm thinking that, like, if it's car related, wits / intelligence drive, it would probably have been relevant to roll.
You know what? Give it to me.
The one time this will get rolled for Chase ever. What's the diff?
Diff 8.
Are all three of us rolling for it?
Go ahead.
What are we rolling?
Give me wits technology.
Okay.
Okay, hi, dual tens. The new dice are good.
Oh. I got two successes.
Diff 8.
Mm-hmm.
Three suck.
Two.
Okay. So, this doohickey, what you notice is it looks an awful lot like a ballista. But a bit of a cobbled together experimental bit of ballista. as he is walking you around, you get a look at how this thing seems to work. The compression part of the ballista, like actually the part that actually bends, seems to be the leaf springs from like an 18-wheeler, like a big-ass truck. And they are compressing springs. And the way that that is happening is water pressure. There is a pair of cranks on the back that move water from one cylinder to another and create pressure to pull the leaf springs back to presumably then be released and lob a projectile. This guy is MacGyvering a fucking ballista out of truck parts.
That is going to be quite a bit of tension behind that.
Right? Like, they're taking all the cars apart. I get it. They're useless. Metal is, you know, more useful. But, like, figured I could salvage some of it. Make something cool out of it. I haven't fired it yet. Might blow up. Might kill me. I don't know. But, like, pretty cool, right?
How soon would something like that be ready to fire?
Five minutes ago? I've been planning on it. Just like, well, to be honest, I haven't really figured out how I'm going to move it yet. And they won't really give me people to move it, so I gotta kind of figure that out.
Jesse.
Oh, yeah.
Can you please check how likely that thing is to blow up?
I sure fucking can.
Thank you.
Jesse is going to lug her ears and 3 successes for probability of this thing going kaboom.
It's the first iteration, so probably like 40%.
Like close to half. 40?
Good enough for me.
You know, I hate that.
I don't want to be in here for that. I'm not gonna lie.
I can't shoot it in the shop.
I just want to be on the right side of a 50% chance for once. That's a pretty nice feeling.
Can you see what explodes on it? Where it failed?
Would she have seen that in that vision?
Yeah, I mean, it more or less comes down to, like, how good the craftsmanship actually was and whether any of the various salvaged metal parts fail. Like, he's never done this before. He's pulling this out of his asshole. He might just not know what the hell he's doing.
Chase, you know very well that you could probably up those odds from making it more likely to not explode if you check it over with matter magic. You're more familiar with this shit than the rest of
us. Yeah, see, I was hatching a deal because obviously, my man, how do you feel about me shamelessly fucking copying your idea if it works in exchange for me working a little bit of this magic to reinforce the parts of it the most likely to break and give you better odds of this working?
Sounds good to me.
You got yourself a deal, Badoof. Let's get this thing out there.
Jesse's gonna fucking start, like, trying to stifle a cackle at the Badoof again. Go, you son of a bitch. I hope that's the reference I think it is.
You can think it's whatever you want to think it is. Anyway, you seem pretty cool about magic. I don't feel vaguely pukey after doing it in front of you.
Look, man. I did, like, so much acid in the college I dropped out of.
Nice.
It is what it is, dude. If magic's real, that's super fucking cool.
So long story short, around people like you, it doesn't really have many drawbacks. But around the rest of the people out there, seeing this thing go floating down Main Street's probably not what they're trying to do, and it, like, hurts us. So you're not going to be able to see this for a little while, and you're going to come with us, and we're going to go shoot this thing, yeah?
Sure.
Back a sign from Chase. This is an excellent distraction from the fact that he's exhausted and hungry and scared and confused. This is something that's cool, and we're just going to look at something cool for a while, man. Wait. Jessica.
Yeah?
You do illusions too, right? I didn't miss that. I saw that. Naomi saw that, rather, enough times that that's a thing you do, yes?
She holds out her left hand, wiggles her fingers, and the fingers become invisible for a moment, and then back into view again.
Okay, cool. Let's turn this thing invisible.
Okay.
9778. Not that Chase needs the help, apparently, but you know.
And she'll give him 3 more successes anyway, so it's super fucking invisible.
Cool. Now,
whoa, that's cool. It's still he like reaches out for the invisible thing.
It's still there.
Oh, cool.
Next step, probably watch your head.
Have fun. Part of me feels like I should stick around in case this does explode and I need to put you back together again.
That's fair. I'm doing this either way, though, so, like...
I know. I'll hang around and check from there.
Some of you gravity magic type people want to help me with this?
Mm-hmm. Cracks her knuckles. What's the diff?
It'd just be a forces 2 effect, yeah.
Should just be done. Okay. 2 successes.
Also 2 successes.
Want telekinesis on top of that?
Yeah.
Alright. Four suck from Naomi.
More than enough.
I'm glad she can do the work of 2 of us.
She's been rested.
How many hours of horse riding did you say it had been to get us here, Benji?
Like 6.
Yeah, Chase is having an awful experience right now.
Yeah.
Everybody except Naomi and I guess sort of Olathe. Motherfuckers out here with actual sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Aelica, she got woken up in the middle of the night, but...
Olathe's not in the best shape, but she's in, I think, better shape than a decent chunk of the party, because I think she got sleep the night of the, night of the zombies.
Yeah. And then we have people like Jesse, who's probably also losing track of reality.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Always.
That's part of why the Bidoof thing is so fucking funny.
All right. Sounds like we have plenty to go ahead and just get this ballista out of town.
Yeah. So he's going to kind of lead you guys more or less back to the railroad tracks and off to a field that's kind of right by the edge of town. Looks like it was definitely planted when it wasn't fucking winter. Yeah, just kind of grandly be like, right here looks good. There's like not a whole lot of much in that direction, so we can just kind of and see where it goes.
Fantastic.
He holds up like a basically looks like just a fucking broomstick. We can shoot this. I haven't gotten quite to the what to put in it yet thing.
I have a few ideas.
Didn't they do like napalm? Saw that in the movie once, like Gladiator, I think. Like napalm in the... Anyway. I kind of can't work it if it's invisible.
Just... Yeah, no, I got you. Gonna direct the people involved in the magic to set it down somewhere that's pretty flat and, you know, clear. And dispel the invisibility.
Okay. So, he's gonna point at Jesse. You.
Me.
See the handle?
Uh-huh.
So we work opposite to each other. I push, you pull. Push, pull, push, pull, push, pull, push, pull. Make sense?
Yep.
That'll crank it back.
Yep.
All right. Cool. Let's do this.
Like one of them old-timey saws.
Pretty much.
Yep.
And he pushes, watches to make sure you're pulling. And after about a minute or so of pumping on this thing, it locks back in place.
Ben. As they commence the thinging... that's probably going to be like the appropriate time to start doing some entropy matter to identify weak points in this thing's structure and reinforce them.
Yeah. While that's happening, Olivia is going to look over to Jessica. Dear, could you, put up a bit of a barrier in case this thing does explode, it doesn't hit us?
Yeah, I can try.
Thank you.
And it just feels appropriate that as they start trying to pressurize this thing, that would be a good last call on making sure it's not going to explode when it's pressurized.
Yeah.
That is going to be a 3, 9, 8, 9. So 3 successes for some basic entropy 1 to identify weak points and matter 2 to... reinforce those weak points.
Okay. There's not too much to be done. This guy, like, to be a weirdo, he's like a competent engineer. There's a few spots that are like the actual metal, because it's not intended for this purpose, is a little dodgy, and that needs a little bit of reinforcement.
Yeah. The shit that you can't actually tell without magic or really expensive equipment that doesn't currently work.
Yeah. And Jessica, making a point to stand between Astoria and this thing, sketches a little bit of a bubble. Okay, that should help, I think.
Thank you.
Maybe we back up, though, just in case.
Backing up.
Yeah, Naomi backs up.
Okay.
So, how do I load it? About how much weight do you think this thing can eat?
Well, great question. I don't know. I was kind of just gonna fucking experiment. I think he'll definitely yeet this fucking broomstick.
If this thing can compress and fire as much as it sounds like it can, you may risk damaging it by not having a heavy enough projectile with a broomstick.
Good point.
I know dry firing bows is, like, bad for them. That's probably bad for this, too, and I feel like a broomstick probably counts. What about a big metal spike?
He kind of looks around.
Come on, man. And Chase is going to commence the turning of a section of dirt into a big metal cold iron spike.
That's
8379. So, like a 100-pound metal spike might be more realistic to avoid breaking this thing than trying to fire a 1/2-pound broom.
Sweet. He walks over and picks this thing up with some difficulty. Okay, yep, that's, you wanna grab the other end of this thing?
It does so.
And they slot it in place. Alright. Now I'm like, I know she said like 40%, but.
Can I check our odds again?
I'm like 90% sure this is going to be fine. So like y'all, you just back up a little bit and I'm going to just, I'm going to smack this bitch. And he pulls a hammer off of his belt and, whacks the shit out of a metal plate on the back of the thing, which at that point you realize is holding the lock in place. There is a really awful metallic twanging noise as the leaf springs spring forward and yeet this motherfucker over the tree line into the who fucking knows where. Woo! I knew it would work. Fist bump.
So, from there,
like 30 of these.
And you need to figure out a mount for them so that they can be aimed a little bit more easily than your friends picking them up with magic that you don't have and pointing it in a direction that seems safe.
Yep.
Probably something that can look kind of far up as well.
Up?
Yeah.
He did just say he could fly earlier on top of everything else.
Yeah. You know, that's okay. Fair enough. Flying people. One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eaters. I got you.
Possibly like vampires them as well, yes.
Those can turn into giant bats.
Whoa! Hold up!
Yeah.
Right?
I need more garlic. Alright.
I feel like giant bats would be less happy with a 100-pound metal spike through them.
Garlic isn't going to do you a whole lot of good.
I'd be a lot less happy with a 100-pound metal spike through me, so, you know, that's fair. Yep. All right, well, that worked. I guess we take this home, and I start working on how to make it move.
I'm going to, as previously stated, shamelessly copy this. Because I'm, like, reasonably confident that this is something that I could reproduce. And I would love to see your progress on designing a mount for it, because that's probably not something I'm going to be able to do.
Sure. I'll figure it out. I'd say I'd give you a call, but... Yeah.
We'll probably be in touch. somehow.
Works for me, dude. Y'all are cool.
Additional fist bump.
Additional.
This guy's his favorite.
All right, Naomi.
She gets it right now.
All right. So, a little more magic, a little more finagling this thing down the railroad track, gets it back to the store or back to the shop. And, yeah, Chase.
Bidoof, my man.
What's up, buddy?
Do you guys have a train?
Yeah? Kinda?
You know whose suspensions are a whole lot cooler than tractor trailers? Chase is just grinning at this point.
That would be a big one.
He has re-perceived that there is a railroad.
Yeah. There's even a railroad station in this town.
I'm just saying, I feel like some big old rail car suspensions, those springs, might require like a team, but you probably send something real goddamn far with them.
Well, if I can talk them into letting me take a railroad car apart, I guess I'll be figuring that one out.
I will look forward to getting airmail from you guys while I'm in Kirkland at this rate.
Special delivery. All right, cool dog. I'll y'all go sleep. You look like you're all about to die, and I'll catch up with you sometime. Yeah? Cool.
Absolutely, man.
And he walks over and commences to whacken the steam engine with a hammer a few times, like that'll might fix it and make it start working. It doesn't. And yeah. In the interest of getting us down the road a ways, dinner is uneventful. You are, in fact, served quite nice steaks.
That's eventful.
Yeah.
I'm going to assume Olathe finds nothing then with the roll I threw in?
Yeah, not anything in particular. The cattle are pretty well taken care of.
Look, as long as the herd ain't about to get sick or anything like that.
Yeah, there's little problems here and there like there is in any giant herd of beef. But nobody is having any particular problems. There's not a huge outbreak of hoof and mouth disease or anything like that. So, like, they're good.
Cool. Point out the problem she notices, and good enough.
Yep. All right. And yeah, you're each given a room. Pretty basic. Or not each given a room. You're split into two groups that have like four beds in each room type situation. Nothing too fancy, just guest quarters that are a part of the big town hall. Allowed to go to sleep and left the fuck alone.
I have a couple of questions.
Go for it.
The first question being, is Jesse going to need a nightmare roll?
Yep.
The second question is, should we figure out who is in what room so we see who gets sleep and who does not?
I'll kill you.
I say, I'm pretty sure Olathe is not, or that Jesse is not in the room with Astoria and Jessica. Olathe probably is. It's probably the two couples and then
Jesse and Olathe. Not pushing to stay with Chase right now with him not knowing her.
Oh, that's so fair.
Naomi and Chase are not a couple right now.
They're like sort of a couple. He was really hoping that taking a nap with her on the couch was going to bring his memories back, but, you know, that would have been too easy.
It would have been. They both knew it.
Yeah. Probably a brief awkward moment of Given earlier conversation, I'm assuming we're not sleeping in the same bed, and that one looks cozy, so I'm going to take that one. And then Chase is going to jump on probably the bed. Chase would probably want to be in a room with, like, Naomi and Jesse. If Olathe would rather not look over Jesse.
I mean, Olathe's fine either way, I think. But she'd definitely be also willing to stay with Astoria and Jessica if that's the way we're splitting rooms.
Ooh, or we could give the gays some privacy. Ooh.
For what?
Everyone is too
tired. For what?
Yeah. I don't know.
Nobody has the energy to do anything right now.
They're children of war, dude. They are both still on high fucking alert right now.
Yeah.
Olathe might even offer to go to bed early to stay up while they sleep if it would make them feel better.
Yeah, y'all are in an unfamiliar town that, like, nominally are friendly, but you don't really know them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, totally valid. Alright, so let me get some nightmare rolls. Diff 8 from Astoria and Jesse.
What did I do?
You know what you did.
Willpower?
Yes.
I have none of that, buddy.
None willpower, like beef.
What none is willpower.
Can I interest you in the concept that Naomi knows how Jesse is with nightmares and may offer to use some mind magic to help her sleep?
Last time that happened, I almost died to a zombie. I'm good, but thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, she did get a little chewed on about it. But with looks like two successes, you do all right. Jesse actually gets some goddamn sleep.
Hell yeah.
I guess I'm writing a nightmare for Astoria then. But I don't have the details for you right now. But
question. In a situation where we don't have, this is, I think, one of the reasons why it's normally total willpower, not current, where we don't have willpower, was she just going to have nightmares until one of her things activates to give her a chance?
Nightmares should be total willpower. The flaw is, at least.
Yeah, I think you're right, actually.
Yeah, because, like, that doesn't seem...
Yeah, I was thinking about that. You would just kind of get caught in a recursive loop.
Yeah.
Fucking bless.
Yeah. Yeah.
From zero dice to ten, we fucking love that.
If you've got some weird supernatural nonsense going on, it is possible that this could be targeting Astoria's current, but if it's just nightmares because nightmares, then it should be total. What diff?
Diff 8. Her thing is a little bit different than Nightmares, but it's similar enough.
Well, that's worse. I fucking botched.
Girl's gonna have to go out and start recruiting for Artemis to get some willpower back.
Bruh. Yeah, man.
Okay,
so I went from 2 to 5.
Okay,
three sevens, a 1, and a bunch of other 3s and 4s, man.
One question here. River's with Olathe. Can River notice this and give her a reroll?
I suppose.
Is River sleeping at all?
It's not really a role.
I mean, River
is
generally
is
more likely to sleep during the day.
Yeah, I don't know. She catnaps. I don't know if that's something that I could give you. I mean, she's a cat.
Like, she's not doing it on purpose. I'm fine taking the nightmare.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get you back on fucking willpower, to be fair.
It's just not gonna happen, man.
With 5 successes, can I recover 2 levels of exhaustion? I sleep so good.
I'm going to say, does sleep just not nullify all of it?
Jesse out so hard she's snoring and keeping the others awake.
I was going to say, like, you guys are hearing some full honk shoes, and I'm so sorry.
No, it does not zero it completely out. Not when you're at fucking 3 levels of exhaustion. You got some sleep debt to work through here. Assuming y'all go to sleep, like, early and don't wake up until late, I will allow that.
Hell yes.
Speaking of nickeling diming some willpower right now, because I'm going to do that. Sensualist for firing the ballista?
I suppose.
Ooh, can I make a point too?
What you got?
Prophet, speaking truth to power, I told Naomi about the fucking god battles.
I'll allow it.
You want to spend that willpower to not cough the fucking something. Nightmare?
No, man, because then I meant the fucking same thing.
I'm sorry. You at least have the sleep, so you don't have the sleep debt.
You would just... There's no situation in which it would be...
I still zero.
Yeah.
I think a zero is almost as bad as a botch in terms of the fucking nightmare. I'm gonna have nightmares.
You still
anyways.
Have the nightmare and still don't get the willpower.
Yeah, man.
I was thinking I know there's some things you can spend a willpower to just not have them take effect.
Yeah, I don't think there's any text to that effect in nightmares.
This is not one of those.
That's fair.
It's okay, I appreciate it, but it's fine, I promise.
And River's not doing the reroll then, okay.
Okay. So, in the morning, you guys are given a little bit of road rations, as kind of a, courtesy. As well as a case of bourbon. Because this place has a distillery, and they haven't emptied it out yet.
Jesse is going to claim one bottle for Lachlan.
Benji, you said I had 24 hours.
Yeah, when Chase awakens, he has the odd sensation of memories returning while also remembering the weirdness of not remembering and experiencing the last day or so. But in the morning, Chase remembers everything.
Sensualist that.
Honk shoe. Honk yeah. shoe.
He awakens to Jesse just sawing her way through a fucking redwood forest.
Yeah, he doesn't really care. It's gonna start with hugging Samson until he's reasonably confident that he's not crying anymore. Because that's like way more important than any of these people he's met in the last 8 months.
Samson died.
Samson fucking died.
And he remembers that.
Samson doesn't. He's real confused.
And, I think it's probably reasonable to say, since Naomi always is awake before Chase, that, the whole he remembers things is... It's pretty fucking obvious given the way he immediately wraps himself around Samson and tries not to sob.
It depends. What time is it?
Benji had said something along the lines of later in the morning.
Naomi's probably already up and out.
Damn.
She gets up early.
Yeah, that's fair.
Chase didn't remember her, so she's not sticking around. Not
that
being
is
weird
fair.
About it.
That means that he is going to be, I guess her indication that he's awake is going to be when he hunts her down to repeat the process with her.
Okay. Who all was in what room again?
I think Olathe was staying with Jessica and Astoria, so they probably have some time there to be awake and talk.
Yeah, I mean, you would hear Astoria. You would hear her kind of wake up during the night, disturbed.
Yes.
And Jessica would like half wake up with her and then just kind of wrap around her like a cat to try and calm her down and have her go back to sleep. Just instinctively. And Olathe, given you're one of the earliest ones waking up,
And Elathim was going to bed early to give them someone to keep watch so they could try to let their guard down a little bit.
Yep. When you wake up, you notice that the half-delirious Astoria has sketched sigils over, like, every square inch of exposed skin on Jessica, who is sleeping through all of this, and also herself. She just has a pen. She's gone through a couple of pens doing this, and she's just sketching.
Okay.
Her magic sigils.
Question. Do we want that to be a in thing, or, like, try to RP that moth? I know you're sketchy with RP.
Yeah, man. We can do that now if you want, or we can wait. Either way.
Cinderbud.
Spacey Astoria. Sketching.
Dear. What are you writing on her? Does Olathe recognize any of these, by the way?
Yes, it's very specifically the magic that Astoria uses all the time.
Yep.
I guess, does Olathe recognize exactly what it's to do?
That's a Ben question, I guess.
It is... it's a grab bag of all the different types of magic that Astoria has been doing recently. There's prime stuff in there. There's spirit stuff in there. There's entropic stuff in there. It's a lot of stuff. There's no cohesive effect that she seems to be putting on Jessica by doing this, or on herself by doing this. It's just all of the sigils that she's been using for magic recently. You can't see that she's actively casting by doing this.
Then yeah, it probably would be along the lines of, you know, are you okay? What exactly are you trying to do?
Bleary blink from Astoria. What?
Gestures. What are you trying to do?
What do you mean?
Well, normally you aim a little more for a effect, but this seems to be fairly diffused.
I don't know. I don't remember doing that. She kind of, like, looks down at her arm and, like, turns it. Looks down at Jessica. I don't know. Like, rubs her eyes a couple times. It's not powered. I don't know.
It's not. Which is part of what makes me curious about it. Out of character, Ben, this is a pain in the ass, because, like, the first question would be, you know, did you dream something?
Yeah.
I don't know, Letha, okay? I don't
know. Okay. Are you not gonna sleep?
I thought I was.
No?
I guess not.
You probably should.
Yeah.
Or do you want to talk through some of it? It's been a fairly busy few days.
I don't really know where to start.
God, dude,
sorry.
Help, I'm fucking fine.
I'll be okay. I'm just gonna...
Did you dream of Artemis? Damn it, I can't ask that because you don't fucking know. God damn it!
I mean, you could ask it, but she could just not remember at the moment. That happens with dreams sometimes.
She would know, and she would remember enough to know that it was another flashback dream, another past life dream.
Gotcha. No, just nightmares.
Well, what we've had the last few days would definitely create those.
Oh no, it's different. It's okay, though. It's, normal. I guess.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, well, I'll be okay.
Well, if you want to talk about it, I'm probably not sleeping anymore tonight. But if you need a little quiet time, I understand.
I don't want to wake Jessica up, but thank you.
Ben, would Olathe be able to work quietly enough on charms to not wake Jessica up, or no?
Maybe. Can always sit out in the hall. It's not that far.
Nah.
The way this building is constructed, it's basically one giant meeting hall in the middle, mm-hmm. and then all the rooms branch off of the center.
Yeah, but Olathe had said she wouldn't leave and would keep a watch out over them while they slept. She's not gonna.
That's valid. Karen is also nestled in between the two of them. Okay. Meanwhile, a little bit later in the morning, Chase awakens and goes to find fucking Naomi, who is doing something.
Wah.
Wandering and getting away from the snores.
Okay. So, the town is up and running by this point, basically. The theme of the day seems to be bringing a lot of the cattle into the town proper instead of having them on the outside, probably a winter quartering type situation. So there's a lot of cows moving around and a lot of people moving around. It's busy and loud for first thing in the morning. But you're able to, if you're looking for such a thing, track down coffee. Get a look at what's going on.
Yeah, but since she hadn't been here before, she is exploring and getting to know the place a bit.
Yeah, it's a good bit larger than Kirkland. And cows and cowboys is a strong theme here. All of the like guards and militia types that you see walking around, unless they're like standing guard in front of a specific building, are on horseback. And you have less of an instinct for it than Astoria does, but you do see some weird defensive arrangements throughout the town of like fighting your way in here probably wouldn't be any fun at all.
Depending on how much time she has to herself, she may actually talk to one of the cowboys about taking care of horses and getting pointers.
Yeah, that would be valid.
Because turns out Naomi's a horse girl at this point.
She is, in fact, a horse girl. So yeah, she's probably chatting with cowboy or cowgirl when Chase catches up. What doing?
Just kind of walking right up and grabbing her, mostly.
The aggro approach. Word.
She'd yelp. Surprised. And then look back.
The cowboy, for his part, looks a little concerned. You know this guy? You good?
Yeah. Everything's... Chase, are you okay?
I am now. I didn't mean to scare the shit out of you again.
Cowboy's gonna tip his hat and just kind of...
Thank you.
Mosey on away.
Just a very basic, polite thank you, and then immediately turning back to Chase. Wait, does that mean... Are they getting memories back? They are?
Yeah.
You're sure?
Yeah.
She kisses him.
It's one of the happier kisses that she's gotten from him in a while. I don't know if it's the happiest, but it's one of the happier ones.
Samson boofs.
He's had a lot of reasons to be really enthusiastic about this recently.
Yeah. And her arms are wrapped around him. She kisses him, and it takes a bit to break apart. But okay, so you're all good, right? You're all you.
Yeah. 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 I'm not gonna stop hugging you yet because I kind of still need a hug. I remember a lot of things I wish I didn't, but I do remember everything. And Samson died for like a little bit there.
Yeah, they told me.
I'm good.
You don't...
I'm okay.
At least you don't have to be good. It's okay.
Oh, God. I said so much stupid shit yesterday.
You know, you spent a lot of your life being a stupid shit. I understand it. Everyone will get it.
Hang on. A vampire tried to attack you, and I knew that was supposed to be a big deal yesterday, but now I'm, like, incredibly... Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine. Nothing actually ended up happening. Like I said then, Alec got me out, and by the time I was sent back, Milo had taken care of it.
You're okay then. Okay. I think we need to add Find Malkavian Den to our to-do list. And, cross our fingers that was a... You're sure? I'm not gonna ask you that again. I'm good.
I think at this rate, our to-not-do list is shorter.
I think it is, too. I really do. Oh, God. There's so much shit to do.
There is a lot of shit to do. I've got my fingers crossed that Astoria is feeling okay when she gets up and can help you and Samson out. Or tell me what I can do to help.
I think... I might be able to figure out what needs to be done on that. But I gotta say, if it wasn't for you, I would really probably be missing 24 hours ago and I didn't remember any of this shit.
I also told you about the butterfly in case your memory did come back again.
Yeah. No, I just...
Both the butterflies and the hoppers. You do still have both of those, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
What's that paradox?
I don't think so.
So your memory disappeared?
I think Samson is just actually about 30% of my brain. And kind of like how people just yank IVs out in the movies, it doesn't actually work that way if you just grab shit and yank it out. It, yeah, like, does bad shit to you.
Yeah.
Or can. I think that's what happened. I think I just had a whole lot of shit yanked out of my brain at the same time.
And it sent you into, like, a mental shock?
I'm working with that one because I do still vaguely feel pukey, like I've got plenty of paradox to keep me company. And I feel like there'd be less of that if that was what had happened.
All right.
Or maybe I was that fucky. I don't remember being that fucked up, though. So I think that I think that's what that was.
Regardless.
Yeah.
Here now. And we're working on heading home, hopefully soonish, but vampire stuff. There's vampire stuff here too.
Yeah, there was vampire stuff here, and it was pretty bad. A lot of this was pretty bad.
Chase, you know I'm not staying home next time, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. You know that means I'm going to have to kick your ass most mornings until hopefully next time you're a little more ready for it then, yeah?
Yes. I'm fine with that. Back to the pop quizzes. I don't care. We'll get back to it.
You're going to be mad at me.
I know. I'd rather be mad at you for getting me ready to be able to help with this stuff than be mad at you and you not come home next time.
Yeah, no, I know. I want to make sure that you're going to be okay, but also having you is, I think, better than not having you. And I think, I don't know. Samson didn't make it, and I don't think that you would have either, but next time you will, and that's going to be okay. We're not going to get into that right now.
Yeah,
and
we're going to be getting better with our magic, and I'm going to be getting better with the swords and the crossbow, and we're just going to keep working at it. It will be okay.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
we're going to get Samson something to keep him safe in the future.
I also know that I have some other apologizing to do.
We don't need to get into that right now.
I was going to ask if that could wait until we're home. I'm acknowledging now that I need to do that, and I will, but I don't think that's going to be a quick I'm sorry, and I would like to be home.
Discuss it after we've gotten home, after you have had a shower, and after probably having a good night of sleep in our own bed.
Okay. I knew you were an angel, because that's the only way you could be this patient with me. Additional hug. And then, it looks like it's, what, 9 or 10 at this point? I don't think time's real, but the sun's not that low anymore. We should probably...
Naomi has time 1. What time is it?
It is 9:27 a.m.
9:27 a.m.
I was just thinking, please say like 7:58 just to make Chase wrong.
Make him up early. That'd be rude.
Okay. So, I don't know. I guess we should probably go group back up with the others. Jesse was still asleep, but
how about we let them sleep a little bit longer? We can check on them in a bit. I can show you where to get coffee.
Man. Is it weird that I already want to fight yesterday me?
Yeah, that's probably a little bit weird.
I made a mocha latte for myself yesterday morning.
Uh-huh.
And didn't offer any to a damn one of you.
You were used to looking out for you and Samson.
Yeah, no, I'm just, like, remembering that I'm
How about an this? Asshole. You owe us all mocha lattes when we get home.
Deal.
All right.
Right now, yeah, sure, why not? Coffee or... Chase seems to stare off in the middle distance, doing a whole lot of pharmacological math that he doesn't actually understand and isn't actually doing correctly. I guess if we just turned water into coffee, it would probably stay coffee long enough to have the effects already expire, so that when it does turn back into water, it just doesn't actually fucking matter because the caffeine's already worn off.
Or we could just get coffee that's already been made and see if we can also find food while we're out and about and, I don't know, listen to the chatter that's going on around here.
We could do that too, but I want 2 pumps of caramel in my coffee, so I'm going to do that.
You are such a spoiled white girl.
Ah, I'm your spoiled white girl.
Sure are. And I'm glad to have you back.
And,
Okay.
I guess they kill time for another, like, hour or so until people wake up.
Yeah.
Or until everybody's up and actually ready to move. Hopefully by 10:30.
Yeah. Jesse and Jessica are among the last to wake up. Astoria, Jessica wakes up, does her usual... lean over, kiss you on the forehead thing, realizes you are already awake. Oh. Did you sleep, like, at all?
Really?
And she kind of looks down a little bit at her arms and yours and, like, part of the wall and, like, anything that can be drawn on is drawn on. What happened here?
I don't know.
Are you okay?
I don't know.
She's gonna kind of sweep you up in a big close cuddle. All right, well, whatever it is, we'll figure it out. Let's get you home.
Let me get this off the wall first. 1 second. And Astoria is going to dump some water on her hand and rub at the ink on the wall using magic to remove it. Three successes?
Yeah, more than enough.
Good morning, dear. Lith is going to...
Certainly is a morning.
Give Jessica a small wave.
Hi. Sorry, I forgot you were here.
I'm not surprised.
Did you sleep? Did anybody sleep? Am I the only one that slept?
I slept.
Honk shoo.
From the other room, still hear Jesse sawing logs.
And based on that, I'm going to say at least one other person did. And she probably really needed it.
Yeah, I think she was, like, kind of dying about it.
Yeah, that is a Jesse trait.
Okay, coffee and hit the road.
Coffee, food, and the road, I think.
Okay. And she very pointedly takes Astoria's hand once everything is ready to lead her out.
And say, Olepa will give them a few minutes, like, together.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know. Just woke up, road all over. You're probably freaking out a little bit. That's a little
She's
weird.
She's freaked out. She's worried about her girlfriend right now. This all looks like magic, like your magic.
I think it is. It's not active, though.
And you don't really remember doing it? It just kind of happened?
Not really. I woke up and it was there. Well, I guess I was awake.
Okay. When we get home, you're getting, like, all the pampering. And we're putting you to bed for, like, 3 days.
No, you've got too much to do for that. I'll be fine. I promise. I'll be fine.
She gives you a very stern look. You always say that.
No, I don't. When have I ever lied to you?
Now you're putting me on the spot.
I'll be fine, Jessica. I'll be fine.
All right, let's go. She is very pointedly, like, staying glued to Astoria for the rest of the day, because
what else is fucking new?
In a more direct manner than usual.
I mean, unless they're inside the same jacket.
It's cold
outside.
Couples
are generally fairly attached to each other.
Yeah.
Whether they be physically attached or mind-fucking the entire time.
They don't do mind links.
Those two don't. I said the couples, plural.
Yeah, you know. Okay. So yeah, as previously stated, you're gifted some things on your way out of town, and then have a nice, basically another 6 hours before you make it back to the Castle Hotel, if that is still where you guys are headed.
Oh, we ain't making Kirkland and a safe place to stay and call from.
Benji, if you had not seen the note in general.
A note in general.
I'll stay it for the recording. I just remembered about 15 seconds after you switched away from Chase and Naomi and didn't want to interrupt the flow. In that hour that they're waiting before regrouping, the to-do list is go see boss man about a door, because this seems like a place that would be relevant to want to go back to. This seems like an actual map marker for the fast travel, I guess.
Yeah.
And at least open the discussion about trade between Kirkland and Harvard. On the subject of cattle for probably wood.
Valid.
Yeah,
we can hammer out the details of what that looks like later on.
Yeah, just starting the ball rolling and making sure that we can easily get back to talk to Bidoof about his...
I love it.
Yeah, man. You didn't really react to that much earlier, and I know it was because you were trying to stay in character, but there was a small part of me that was like, Benji probably doesn't even fucking know what Bidoof is. Why am I saying this?
I sure fucking don't, buddy.
It's a Pokemon.
It's a Pokemon. Yeah,
it's a goofy Pokemon.
It's a goofy little beaver guy.
That's an absolute crime.
So the little normal type that could, right. That at one point was like actually an incredibly like... meta pick for like a little stretch. It's the whole thing is wild.
Ben, I've got a picture reference for you.
Back at Beaver Lover.
I've got the video reference for him.
I love Beaver.
All right, the more meme Pokemon out there.
That's
yeah,
it is.
Either way.
Jesse understood that reference because the Morts love Pokemon.
Because they're all a bunch of fucking nerds. Yep.
Yeah.
definitely going to be working on some ballistas, because ballistas are important. So it's very important to come back here, because we need a way to kill dragons.
For leaving town? Mm-hmm. Or I guess before leaving town, I assume that Chase's apologies are probably going to be the whole back in Kirkland thing, but seeing the two of them, I'm going to guess at the very least holding hands and Chase seeing more like himself, Olathe is going to grin a little bit and ask, am I not the devil now?
Sure, we'll go with that. Yeah, you, Milo, you literally are. Guys, come on. He literally even, he just said it, even.
He's the devil who's on my side right now. I'm not complaining.
I know, I just.
He's just sitting on the back of the horse, looking quite pleased with himself.
Also, you're going to owe Jesse an apology when she wakes up.
Y'all are on horseback on your way out of town at this point.
Okay. You owe Jesse an apology.
Which one? Refresh me, please. I'm sorry.
He called me crying.
Ah.
And you flashbanged me.
Hang on. How was I supposed to react to people I don't know telling me that I'm not allowed to leave?
No, your reaction makes sense. However, now you know better, so you owe apologies. They are your friends, and you flashbanged them, and you made Jesse cry.
Like a lot.
Can Jesse hear this?
Oh, definitely.
She's got super ears. What do you mean, can Jesse hear this?
Yeah, we're all just on horseback riding.
We are on horseback riding towards the hotel.
I'm just behind, I guess, just like watching everyone with an eyebrow up as they talk about me. And when the like a lot happens, she's getting so, let's be real, that doesn't take a whole lot.
It doesn't. Crier, not a liar.
Worst ways to be.
What, are you a fucking poet now?
Wouldn't that be fucking cool? I got a tattoo and then suddenly I get fucking artsy? That would be great.
It's usually the other way around.
Yeah. I mean, hey, the world has ended. Some weird shit's gonna go happen backwards, right? Me getting a tattoo. I actually have one.
Technically, it's more like a brand.
I'm here for that one.
You have a tattoo?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Nice.
You brought it up.
I overshare sometimes. I don't know. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
I overshare sometimes, she says.
Yeah, generally when you overshare, it's going to lead to asking questions.
Yeah, that's rough, buddy.
No, no, no. Jesse's being self-aware right now. Let's encourage this, not discourage it.
I just want to know, Jesse, do you have a tramp stamp?
She's just going to look at him. What the fuck?
What do you mean, what the fuck? Answer the question.
No.
I'm just
asking other girls about their tramp stamps. Are you sure you've got your memories back?
Hang on. I'm going somewhere with this. Bear with me.
It's not the apology, apparently.
Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
You understand that your religious conservative background leads us to the assumption that if you don't want to tell us about your tattoo, that it is either in a explicitly sexual location or it isn't explicitly sexual in and of itself, yes?
It's just really embarrassingly basic.
Okay, see, I feel like
I have a cross line my ear.
Okay, see, that's not even a big deal.
It is now. I ain't even got that God anymore. That's super embarrassing. That's like having your ex's name tattooed on.
Dude, I never was Christian, and I was about one more shot at tequila away from getting a cross tattoo myself. So, like, I just, it is what it is.
We can just get rid of that, dear.
Anyway, no apologies needed. I've heard everything.
All right, then.
That being said, though, I would like a favor. I'll talk to you about it later.
Jesse, young grasshopper, I have taught you well. But I, look, I'm not gonna say I'm proud of attacking you guys, but, like, I had actual mind damage, and, I don't know that I can reasonably be expected to be held accountable for my actions while brain damaged. So I think this is probably the closest you guys are going to get to an apology on that one, is I'm glad I didn't actually hurt anyone.
I'm just glad you're back to normal.
Me too, man. Because I have a hunch. How upset does Naomi look right now?
Yeah, she rolled her eyes.
Okay.
Okay. Sting.
Yes.
Can we do the call to Lucian in RP chat?
I am 100% up for that. Okay. I will note that they are probably going to stop at least once during this drive, ride, whatever, to make the quintessence, since we have two Prime 4 mages who can make quintessence, and use Prime that 3. To pay for the hotel for the night.
Who else is Prime 4?
Yo.
I mean, like, who other than you?
Are you not?
No.
Oh, you were still working towards that. Okay. Well, we have a Prime 4 mage.
Yeah.
I'm going to be doing Matter 4 first.
Valid.
Okay. So we are going to make some quintessence beads.
Valid. And, yeah. I need to go ahead and call this one a little bit early just because I got to go back to work tomorrow morning.
Nope, that's absolutely fair.
So what we'll do here is we're going to do the call Lucian in RP chat, and then we're going to kind of off-screen you guys getting back to Kirkland. So our next session will have you guys starting back at Kirkland.
I imagine that'll be quite the reaction from people. No, Lathe's still not repairing her armor until they get back.
Yeah. We might even skip forward a couple of days. Because last I heard, the next actual arc was going to be Trade Caravan. But we might have one more session before that starts. I'll think about it, figure it out. But everybody take NXP. And I think that's where we're going to wrap for the night.
And XP, just one?
Yep.
So that should put us at 151.